Welcome to Managing AML. I'm Dr. Mark Levis. Today I'm going to review an abstract presented at the European Hematology Association's annual congress last month in Stockholm. The abstract, paraphrased, is quizartinib significantly prolongs the overall survival of relapsed refractory FLT3 mutant patients in the phase 3 randomized QuANTUM-R trial. So by way of background, the patients enrolled on this study had a FLT3-ITD mutation. Remember, there's two different kinds of FLT3 mutations, a FLT3-TKD and a FLT3-ITD mutation. The ITD mutation is the more common one, is more obviously associated with a poor outcome, and importantly, quizartinib does not have activity against the TKD mutations. So this trial specifically selected these patients. There are currently no agents approved for the treatment for relapsed or refractory FLT3-ITD AML. By way of context, midostaurin, which is a more pan-kinase inhibitor that has activity against FLT3, is approved for newly diagnosed FLT3 mutant patients. So that would include both TKD and ITD. When the drug is given in combination with chemotherapy. So that's midostaurin. This is quizartinib. Now, quizartinib is a very different drug than midostaurin. Quizartinib actually was developed specifically for FLT3 mutant AML, whereas midostaurin originally was developed for a variety of cancers, and it kind of settled on, well, it works in FLT3. Quizartinib specifically came out as trying to target the FLT3-ITD mutation. It's far more selective and potent as a result. It actually does have activity in the relapse setting, unlike midostaurin. And so, following on the basis of several earlier phase studies, predominantly a couple of large phase 2 studies that showed a significant level of activity in FLT3-ITD AML that was relapsed or refractory, this QuANTUM-R trial was launched. And so again, just finishing up the background, quizartinib has quite a remarkable level of activity as a single agent in patients with FLT3-ITD AML that are relapsed. You get about a 50% composite complete remission rate, and most of those are what we call CRI, complete remission with incomplete count recovery. There are very few actual Chesson criteria CRs with the drug. Again, most of these are so-called CRIs, but the question is, do those have significant clinical benefit? In addition, there's a lot of partial responses as well. So the overall response rate in the phase 2 settings was in the 60 to 75% range, really quite high. So the design of QuANTUM-R is to take that single agent drug, quizartinib, and compare it in the relapse setting to conventional chemotherapy. The patients were fairly carefully selected. They had to have an ITD mutation. They had to have been relapsed within 6 months of their remission, or they had to be refractory to a conventional induction regimen. And that conventional induction regimen had to be defined as a standard dose cytarabine anthracycline regimen. Alternately, the patient could have relapsed after an allogeneic transplant and be eligible for this trial. So the total number of patients accrued to this trial were 367, randomized 2-to-1 to receive quizartinib versus salvage chemotherapy. So it was a total of 245 patients that got quizartinib, and the remainder of 122 who got the salvage chemotherapy. The salvage chemotherapy consisted of either MEC or FLAG-IDA, and those are typical salvage regimens, or there was an option to get low-dose Ara-C. Not a lot of patients got that. I think it was 29 total out of the 122 randomized to salvage chemotherapy. So patients were randomized 2-to-1, quizartinib versus salvage chemotherapy. If they got a remission and or proceeded to an allogeneic transplant afterwards, if they were on the quizartinib arm, they could continue on quizartinib, of course, as maintenance therapy. And that was another important component of this. The trial began accrual in 2014 and finished up middle of last year. And so the early results were presented just last month at the EHA meeting. So the patients who accrued were kind of typical for this patient population. They tend to be younger. We did have an age range going all the way up to, I think, nearly 80. But for the most part, the median age of this disease is around 58 to 60. I think about a third of them had relapsed after, about a quarter of them had relapsed after a transplant. Most of them were going to be intermediate cytogenetics, which is typical for this population. So the outcome slide, which was kind of the money slide, again, from across the room, doesn't show a dramatic difference in overall survival, but it shows a pretty clear one, 7% difference, which is interestingly the same degree of margin that Midostaurin was approved on in the upfront setting. So a 27% overall survival at 12 months, it was landmark analysis, versus 20% in the salvage chemo arm. That met a hazard, that was a hazard ratio of 0.76, the p-value was 0.0177. The primary endpoint of this study was overall survival, and that did meet the endpoint, the predefined endpoint. Secondary endpoints were response rates and event-free survival. The composite response rate, and again, remember that CRI, which is the predominant response, plus CR plus CRP, was 48% versus 27% in the salvage arm. And the overall response in the quizartinib arm was 69%, which is really quite high, but exactly what we saw in the phase two studies. The overall response rate in the salvage chemo arm was 30%. So the response rates were very consistent with exactly what we saw in the phase two studies, and in comparison with salvage chemotherapy, there was essentially a positive trial, a clear survival benefit. Again, nothing dramatic. I think the important point to realize about this, you know, you can look at that survival curve and say, well, so what, it's 7%, everybody's doing horribly. Relapse refractory FLT3-ITD AML is a disastrous disease, or disastrous clinical condition, and that's not where you actually want to be using this drug. Just like Midostaurin had almost minimal Midostaurin in contrast had almost minimal activity in the relapse setting, but when you combine it with chemotherapy, it actually led to an overall survival benefit. While I'm very excited about this Quantum R result, I'm more excited about the trial that is accruing, where we're taking quizartinib and doing essentially what Midostaurin did, adding it to induction chemotherapy in the newly diagnosed setting. And that trial is called Quantum First. And so while this is a very important finding, and I should note, no one has ever really shown a drug to work better than anything else in the relapse refractory setting for AML, period, in a randomized study like this. So that alone is a fairly stunning finding, and which is why this was presented at the plenary session. The magnitude of benefit should not be discounted. There is a clear benefit, and a patient receiving quizartinib actually is at home on an oral drug as opposed to inpatient getting MEC or Idaflag. So I think there's intangible benefits here as well. So to summarize the important findings here, we do have a drug that actually works better than chemotherapy for relapse refractory FLT3-ITD AML. We have the first clinical trial showing, in a randomized setting, a benefit of one agent over another in the relapse setting for AML. And finally, I think we can look forward to the results of the Quantum First trial, because we've got clearly an active agent here, and we really want to be able to use it in the circumstances where it's going to benefit the most patients, and that's going to be the upfront setting, which is the Quantum First trial. Thank you for viewing this activity.